The Gemara Masechta Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us Tana Tarabaran Bitloi Mevotel. If, as we learned in our Mishnah, Midaraisa, a husband has the right to be mevatel, to nullify the get he sent to his wife, as long as the get has not yet been received by his wife. The Gemara said, the Mishnah said, at the beginning of our perek, that there was a takana instituted by Rav Gamliel HaZaken that the bittel may only be done in the presence of the shliach or in the presence of the wife. And as the Gemara says here on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, two reasons. Rav Yochanan says, Rav Nei Takonis Mamzerim. Rish Lakish said, Rav Nei Takonis Agunis. Takonis Mamzerim means that if the husband will be vatal to get, and the wife is not aware of it, and she goes and gets remarried because she thought the get is a good get, and she has children, those children will be Rachman al Slon Mamzerim. Rish Lakish's opinion was because Mnei Takonis Agunis, if a husband could always be mevatel to get, we have to be concerned that he will do things like this, and the woman, the wife, will never be able to get remarried out of the concern, is her get a good get or not. And therefore, said Rabbi Gamliel, the bittel always has to be in front of the wife or in front of the shliach. But now the Gemara begins a discussion. What happens if the husband was mevatel to get, not in front of the wife or the shliach? What is the halacha? So Tana Rabbanan, bitloi, if he did the bitl inappropriately, mevatel, it's still batel, divrei Rebbe. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, any yochel levatloi, a husband cannot be mevatel a get if it's not in the presence of the wife or the shliach. V'loi lahosav al tanoi, nor can he add any new conditions to the get, not in the presence of the wife or the shliach. Shem kein, for if he could, ma koich bezdin yofa. If Rabbi Gamliel, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, made a takana that you can't make any changes, you can't do any bittel, how could we ignore that takana? Ask the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, let's understand this. Umika midi de midiraisa bittel gita. Midiraisa the get is bittel. Could midiraisa bittel need not take place in the presence of the wife or in the presence of the shliach? Umishuma koyach bezdin yofa. And only because you're concerned for koyach bezdin yofa, sharina eshes ishlama, really she's still married. Because the bittel was a good bittel midiraisa, and therefore the get is not a get. So she's still married to the first husband. How can we, based on a takana de rabbanon, based on makoyach bezdin yofa, allow her to get remarried? Answers the Gemara in. And the Gemara introduces a concept, which as we'll see, finds itself in a number of places of Shas, that called mekadosh adat de rabbanon mekadosh. When somebody does a kedushin, he does it based on the confirmation and based on the acceptability that the Rabbanan give to a Kedushin, and as Tosfos immediately points out, and that's why by every Kedushin we say, Kedas Moshe Yisrael, we're connecting our Kedushin to be acceptable according to the way the Rabbanan wanted to take place. And therefore, in such a situation where somebody did a bittel which he should not have done, and the Pasha Peshat in the Gemara, as Rashi learns, and we'll discuss this more in Mitzvah Shem in our Shir, is that the Halacha views as if they were never married. Ask the Gemara, Amle Ravina Leravashi, and therefore she was never an Eshesish. And if she was never an Eshesish, she could get married, obviously. Amle Ravina Lervashi, Tanach the Kodesh Kaspa. Fine if there was a Kedusha Kesef. And Rabbanon, with their Kayach of Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, have the ability to say that that money wasn't his. And since that money wasn't his, as we know, when we stand under the chuppah, the Rav, the Masada Kedushin, asked the Chassan that's being Mekadosh with a ring, is this ring yours? Because the Kedushin could only take place with money that belongs to the husband. So through Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, the Rabbanon take that money away from the husband. And therefore, the halacha is that the Kedushin never took place. However, Kadosh Rabiyah, we can't make believe Abiyah never took place. This is a posh pshat in the Gemara. We'll see other pshatim in a moment. Kadosh Rabiyah Ma'ikla Meima answers the Gemara, Shavu Rabbanon Labilos Labilizmus. The Rabbanon say that that Biyah that took place originally was a Biyah's Nus, and therefore should be ignored. That's one pshat. That's the pshat that Rashi learns in Masechta Yevamos. And this last question, that's the pshat that Tosfos learns in Masechta Ksuvos. And that's why, and the Gemara answers that the Rabbanon have the ability to do this even by Kedushei Bia. The Rabban has a different way of understanding the Gemara's question. The Rabban says that the Gemara's question is, if the Rabbanon are going to be mafkia, a Kedushin that is done with Bia, it turns out that the Bia was a Bia's Nus. How can the Rabbanon allow that to happen? To which Rav Ashi says that when the Rabbanon see that it's appropriate to employ the concept of Dafkin Rabbanon Kedushimine, they could do it even in a situation where the Bias will end up being a Bias Nus. Tosfos in Masechta Ksuvos has a different way of understanding the question. Tosfos, similar to this pshat, Tosfos says that when the Rabbanon employ one of their concepts, they won't employ one of their concepts if a result of employing that concept will be that there's going to be an Aveira. And that's what happens here, asked the Gemara. That if the Rabbanon are going to say that the Kedushin that were done through a Bia end up not being a valid Kedushin, so now we end up in a situation, asked the Gemara, where the Bia was done improperly. The Bia was a Bia's Nus. And even though, as the Rishonim go on to say, and why is if the Kedushin wasn't done through Bia? Even if the Kedushin was done through Shtar, the husband and wife certainly had relations during the duration of their marriage. So that, Tosfos says, we're not concerned for. Because that isn't a direct creation of an Aveira. That means, if we say Afkin Rabbanon L'Kedushin Minei, so we say the Kedushei Bia ended up being a Maisa Aveira. If we say, however, it was by Kedushei Kesef, the Kedushin wasn't a Maisa Aveira. I, that they had relations all their years, and they shouldn't have, because they were married, that's only Agavurcha. That isn't what the Rabbanon actually created. And therefore the Gemara says, yes, the way the Rabbanon see the need, to do so, they have a right to do so, even if it means making the Bia a business. Rashi says a different pshat. Interesting pshat. He says, Kedushe Bia, a Kedushe Daraisa. Kedushe Kesef, says Rashi, are not Kedushim Daraisa. And that's why Rashi says, the Gemara's question is, that we could understand when the Kedushim was done with Bia. If the Kedushim was done with Kesef, so it's not a Kedushim Daraisa. So that's why the Gemara asks, the husband has, the Rabbanan have a right to nullify such a marriage. But when the Kedushin, asked the Gemara, was done, when the Kedushin was done with a Kedushe, the Rab Isa, a Kedushe Biyah, how could Rabbanan make that, how could Rabbanan nullify that Kedushin? To which the Gemara answers, the Rabbanan have that ability, even, the Rabbanan have that ability, even by Kedushe Biyah. Rashi himself says that that pshat is a difficult pshat, because Rashi says, since the Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Kedushin says that we learn that Kedusha Kesef are effective through a Gzeirah Shavah, says Rashi that every Gzeirah Shavah has the din of Daraisa, and therefore it doesn't work that the Gemara should ask a question that there's a difference between Kedusha Biyah or Kedusha Kesef. So here we, as we've learned, have introduced the concept of called Mekadosh Adat Rabbanon Mekadosh Vafkinu Rabbanon L'Kedushim Minei. Actually, this concept of Afkinu Rabbanon L'Kedushim Minei is not only mentioned here in Masechta Gittin, but actually we find this concept in other places in Shas, in quite a number of places of Shas. The Gemara Masechta Ksubis, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that's where many of the Rishonim that I've quoted a moment ago actually appear, says the Gemara that if somebody goes on a trip and he gives a get to his wife with a Tanai, that if he doesn't come back within 30 days, the get should be a valid get. And then an oinus comes that prevents him from coming back. So midaraisa, it ought not to be a get. Because we know that oinus rachmana patri, the Torah does pay attention to a situation of an oinus. But the Gemara says, the Rabbanim were concerned for tznuus aprutzus. If every time a get is given, and the condition that the get is given on is not met, we need to be concerned that maybe there was an oinus, and therefore the get is not a get, there will be women who are tznuus that really ought to be able to get remarried and won't get remarried. There will be prutzes where truly they ought not to be able to get remarried, and they'll say they can't get remarried. So that's why Chazal made a rule, we have in a number of places in our Shas, in our Gemara, is ein oinus begitten. It was an oinus. I'm a derais of the get ought to not, I the get ought not to be a get. Afkin Rabbanon L'Kedush Minei. Another example is a Gemara we find later on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, where Rava discusses a Shchimer that gave a get to his wife unconditionally, and he got better. And even though with the Raisa, the get ought to be bottled, because as we learn many times, everything a Shemira does is understood to be done only because he's assuming that unfortunately he's not going to make it. If he's going to make it, he never meant to do it. Still, the halach is Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushimenei, and the get remains a good get. The Gemara in Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, discusses a situation. If somebody forced a woman to be Mekadosh, to become Mekudeshes to him, and she went through a proper Kedushin, still the Chachamim were Mafkir the Kedushin because it wasn't done properly. The Gemara Masechta Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, discusses a situation that somebody was Mekadosh in Isha when she was a Ketana,
which we know, and she didn't have a father, so we know that that's only a Kedusha Derabbanan. When she becomes a Gedoyla, he wanted to create a Kedusha Deraisa, and before he could do that Kedusha Deraisa, somebody else jumped ahead and was Mekadosh her. So really, the second Kedushin should be a valid Kedushin, because the second Kedushin were a Kedushin Deraisa. And the first Kedushin weren't really Kedushin Deraisa. Still, say the Chachamim, since this second individual acted inappropriately, they say that that Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin. Another place, very common, very famous halacha. The Gemara discusses in Masechta Yevamos at great length the halacha of Iguna Kila Barabanan. What is Iguna Kila Barabanan? That if a woman's husband, Rachman Lutzlan, is missing, the halacha is that we accept the testimony of an Eid Echad. We accept the testimony of people who typically posel Eidim to testify that he's dead. How can we do that? Don't we have a rule that we've learned so many times? Ein davar she'be'erva pachas mishnayim. The answer is, the reason we're able to rely on it is because afkin rabbanan l'kedushin minei, and the kedushin is entirely null and void. The Gemara, one more example, is a Gemara Masechta Nedarim. The Gemara Masechta Nedarim, Daf Tzadik on the base, says if a woman comes home and tells her husband, I had an adulterous relationship. So we know if a woman, if an Eish HaSish, has an adulterous relationship, Beratzen, so she can't go back to her husband. The Gemara says that we don't believe her unless she brings Eidim. Ask the Ran. Midaraisa, she's also to her husband. Midaraisa, she's also to her husband. How could the Chachamim go and say that she will be mutter? And the Ran explains that the Chachamim are mafgir the Kedushin, that that's what happens here, the Chiddush of the Ran, that the Chachamim are mafgir the Kedushin, and therefore, since the Chachamim are mafgir the Kedushin was, she was never married. So it's not a situation that a married woman had an adulterous relationship. Tosfos, as I read here, and Rashi, both explain that since when we make a Kedushin, we say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. So since we say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, we're connecting our Kedushin to the Ratzon, of the Chachamim. The way the Ritva compares it, we had a Gemara earlier where somebody is Mekadosh, a woman, and he says, Amanash Shiyirtza Abba, that the halacha is that you can make such a condition. What happens, Seiriz Rishonim, is that every time a Kedushin takes place, that's what you're essentially saying. However, Tosfos, in Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, has a different approach. And he says that even if you didn't say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, that's the way the Mefarshim explain, it doesn't make a difference. There's a koyach that the Chachamim have that they can be mafkiya kedushin.